Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Confusion can be a constant for many of us who are trying to recycle. It can be a daily puzzle sometimes trying to work out exactly what goes into which bin. Plastics can be perplexing, and if you don't know with certainty what goes in what bin, is throwing it into the black bin the best solution? Well, to dispel some of the myths and explain how to do it all properly, I'm joined by Des Crinian, who's chairperson of the Irish Waste Management Association, and Pauline McDonough, resource efficiency officer at mywaste.ie. And you're both welcome to the programme. Can you believe that we still don't know how to do it?
Yes and no. I think we are getting better, though. Like, when we look back at what used to happen even 5 years ago, I think we're much, much better at what we're doing. I think we need to have programmes like this and get the message out to the public more and more often. It's not as complicated as it sounds, and we need to keep it as simple as possible.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I do find myself standing there with something in my hand going, I actually don't know where this goes.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the problem, isn't it, with recycling?
It can be. I think on the recycling side of it, if we just keep the mantra, the very simple, the clean, loose and dry, if that goes into your recycling bin, if the material, the packaging materials, the newspapers and packaging material, if it's clean, loose and dry, we can manage it. Even if there's something that maybe is not recyclable, because it's clean, loose and dry, we can handle it. So our people who pick it off the line, you know, they're not picking gunk or horrible stuff off. And when it's dry, it doesn't degrade or it doesn't rot or smell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I always say, and it's a very stupid thing, if you tipped your recycle bin on the kitchen floor and you weren't aghast, we'll take it happily. But if you tipped it and you went, oh my God, that's horrible, it's very difficult for us to sort it out.
Right, so it shouldn't leave a mess if you were to turn it upside down onto the floor.
It should be stuff that you can see. And the loose bit is, people don't understand. So the clean is because we're making a product that we're sending off that's going to be remanufactured. Mm-hmm. It's going to be recycled. The loose is the one. So if you have your cornflakes box, for instance, and you pack some bottles into it and the newspaper into it, it's very difficult for us to sort that out.
Don't do that.
People think it helps, but it doesn't actually. When it's loose, it goes across. In our facility, for instance, in Panda, we have 1.5 kilometre of conveyor belt. We have 50 people. And when it's nice and loose, we can pick it very easily. But when it's all packed together, we can't unpack it and we lose stuff that way.
We had a big debate in the office yesterday about washing and drying yogurt pots.
And we just did before we came in as well.
So what's the rule?
Well, they should be clean, of course, but it's only a light rinse. So, and we were discussing as well that nobody needs to refill their sink to do this. So in the course of the day, you're obviously going to be, you know, rinsing or cleaning your pots and pans and things like that. Leave the washing bowl full, and then when you're finished all your packaging that is dirty, so say like a container, a glass jar that has had sauce in it, a yogurt pot, etc., pop it into the water, leave it for a few minutes, the food residue will start to come out, and then just put it on the draining board and leave it to dry.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely should be clean. I mean, one of the big mistakes we see is food contaminated paper, isn't it, Des? Yes. You know, where somebody has thrown in a half-eaten container and that food damages the cardboard.
Right, but Des wants it to be dry now as well. So we have to dry the yogurt pots.
Well, they can dry in the air.
Literally, give it a shake. The problem we have, so we don't want the 2 litre bottle of milk half full coming in, because that explodes and contaminates. Or worse, we don't want the big 2 litre milk bottle filled with old cooking oil.
Yeah. You know,
so that's with the dry bit. Mm. So drip dry is, we don't want it really wet and we don't want food.
But Pauline, the cooking oil is a problem for people, isn't it? What do you do with it?
Yeah, so cooking oil, very small amounts can go into your brown bin, your food waste bin. And in particular, say, for example, if you've been frying something, use some kitchen roll to gather that oil, and that can go directly into the food waste bin. But cooking oil does have to go to your local recycling centre. You can't put cooking oil into your recycling or your general waste bin.
So you need to have some sort of a container to collect it and then take it down.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the brown bin, are we getting good at knowing what to put in there?
Yes. Interestingly, so when the last waste characterisation was done, which was in 2022, we had 95% correct compliance with the brown bin. Now, we've just done a small survey for National Food Waste Recycling Week, and we have seen some changes in behaviour, but we're still very good. So we reckon contamination is only around about 8% mm-hmm. for food waste bins. And again, it's more seeing some packaging start to appear.
There were the changes that you saw.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in particular, plastic, things like metals, and that could include tinfoil.
I wonder, is there a link there between the school lunches?
Well, there could
possibly
well be.
Yes. Because some of the boxes are biodegradable. They can go in, can't they, into the...
If they're compostable. Mm. Yeah. So, and this is where we catch people up. So knowing what's biodegradable and what's compostable. Now, in theory, everything's biodegradable given 1,000 years. Yes. But the whole idea of it being compostable means that it will go through the composting process.
Right. And what about garden waste? Are people confused about that, do you think?
Yes, there is some confusion. And it is light garden waste that we accept. So by that, we mean grass clippings, hedge clippings, you know, a dead plant, the cuttings that you might have done. But it isn't garden rubble. It isn't stones. And if you've had a barbecue, it isn't the barbecue as well. That's the kind of thing that we do see. And this week is all about just resetting it, reframing it and helping people with new information.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to the green bill, I know there's a big push, isn't there, Des, to get people to use them more often, because you say you nearly shouldn't need to use your black bin that much at all.
Well, we see it at home. We just talked to one of the other guests there. And if it's done correctly, the black bin, there's very little left to go in the black bin. So your food waste and your garden clippings and that are in the brown bin. Mm-hmm. And then most of the material that comes into your household now, you'll find is packaging. You know, and that's all recyclable. It goes into the recyclable. Yeah. After that, you're looking at the sweepings off the floor. You're looking at, there's very, very little left in the house that actually goes in your general waste bin. And it also means it's much more efficient for the householder. It's cheaper to use the bins correctly.
Yes, but if you have packaging that is tainted by foods that you can't remove. So the example in my head is a pizza box where you might have sort of greasy marks on it. That's not going to go in your recycling, is it?
Yeah. Well, the good news is, so if you have a takeaway pizza box, so say you've been to your nice restaurant, you've brought home a takeaway pizza box and you have some grease on it, if you can actually separate out the clean from the greasy part of the pizza box, put the greasy part into your brown bin, into your food waste bin, we'll be delighted to take it there, and the clean part into the recycling.
Okay, but we have to make sure that that's compostable, that greasy bit, do we?
Well, brown cardboard or light cardboard would be fine. You know, it's the same, say, for example, if you're baking, Claire, and you've broken some eggs and you put them into the cardboard box, the cardboard from, you know, has egg residue on it, you could put those into your brown bin as
right.
well.
Mm. The brown bin can be a smelly, dirty thing that you want as far away from your house as possible.
Yes.
Have you any solution for us?
I do indeed. Lots of tips and tricks. So the first thing we recommend for people is you must line your kitchen caddy if you're using one, because there's lots of food residue and food itself is actually very wet, so there will be moisture. So my tips and tricks would be, use a sheet of newspaper at the end of your kitchen caddy, a sprinkle of bicarbonate of soda, because that really helps with odour. And if your caddy gets very dirty, you can actually put it into your dishwasher to give it a good clean out. But using a liner really helps. And then, you know, sometimes the reason why we see packaging in the food waste stream is the yuck factor of separating the food from the packaging, you know, like that tub of coleslaw that has gone slimy in the fridge. So using a spatula, wrapping it in a bit of newspaper, all of those things do help with managing it in the kitchen and keep the lid down on it as well.
Yeah,
particularly in the
summertime.
Because
something like if you've had a fish dinner and you have some of that left over and you're getting rid of it, that can really cause a problem very quickly in terms of smell, can't it?
Absolutely. And that's where the sheet of newspaper, wrap the food in that and place it into the brown bin.
I mentioned when we were talking about this earlier, I mentioned chicken wrapper. Now, you rinse that, don't you? And you do what you would do to a yogurt pot. Rinse it out, let it dry and then put it into your recycling.
Yes, absolutely. But take the soak pad off. So if you've got it, you know, a meat tray, the soak pad must go into the general waste bin. Now, with chicken, you need to be careful around bacteria. So, you know, I would maybe wipe that rather than rinsing it and maybe spreading bacteria in your kitchen sink as well.
But it is welcome into the recycling bin once you've done all those things.
The plastic tray on the bottom is fully recyclable. Mm-hmm.
I'm interested, Des, to find out more about the sorting facility that you spoke about. You know, there could be 50 people on that. Yeah. You've got machine sorting happening as well, do you?
We have a load of different technologies. So initially we use size sorting. So we use screens and sieves, and we take the big cardboard off first. Then we take the newspapers, the bigger newspapers, then the smaller pieces of paper. Then we have all the 3D. So anything that has a shape gets rolled over the top over screens. And then we use magnets for the food, the vegetable cans, the beans and tins. We use eddy currents to take the aluminium cans. We use optical sorters that sort all the different plastic types. So we could have 5 different plastic types all sorted using optical sorters and AI. And then at the very end, for quality control, we're actually using robots now. So we use cameras with high definition cameras, AI, and we use robots to do the quality. And then that means that we have a product that we sell that's reprocessed.
Right. So I have loads of questions coming in here. Yeah. First one is a comment. I live in a rural town. I don't have a brown bin. Some people don't have them, Pauline.
No, but everybody is now entitled to a brown bin since last year, since 2024, and the rollout has expanded enormously. Since last year alone, 200,000 more households have received their brown bin. So what that customer needs to do is check with their waste collector, and the collector will tell them when they're due to get it.
Yeah, we always get this when we talk about recycling. Don't use colours to describe the bins, because my waste bins, as this listener, is green. My recycling bin is brown. That's okay, we're all on the same page there. But different companies do have different colours, and we should say that.
But we should say that universally the food waste bin is brown up and down the country. But aside from that, there are a range of colours.
That's correct. We should talk about general waste bin and recycling bin.
Yeah.
Can cling film be put in the packaging bin in the recycling?
Yes, once it's clean.
Once it's clean,
absolutely.
As a ball.
That's the thing now. I'd be standing there at the bin looking at that, wondering where it can go. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
If the industry places a 10 millimetre square colour code stamp on a pack to match the bin colour, it would make it easy to figure out, says Liam. Well, Liam, as we've just been talking about, the bins are different colours. Can you ask that man to explain what you see on some plastic containers? It says don't recycle at home, but who recycles plastic at home? What does it mean? It's very confusing. So when you see that, don't recycle at home.
Yeah, we've just had that conversation before we come in. Unfortunately, some of the packaging is coming from UK markets, and we in Ireland take all plastic packaging once it's clean. In the UK, they don't. They won't accept it. And that's what that's about. So when they're saying at home, they're saying don't put it in your home recycling bin. Whereas in Ireland, we do accept that.
And can we add there, Claire, that we have a national platform, mywaste.ie, with the full recycling list on it. And this is the industry agreed recycling list. So no matter who your waste collector is, they collect the same range of materials. So you can just pop on there, have a look there, and the full list.
A couple of more quick ones. What to do with aerosol cans?
Civic amenity sites. So your local recycling centre will take those from you, and you need to make sure, if possible, that they're empty. This is really
important. So your deodorant, your hairspray, you've got to take them to the recycling centre.
That's
a bit arduous, isn't it, for people?
Absolutely. But personally, I would try and avoid as many of those products as I possibly could, you know, and use alternatives that, like, we can all think about that as well. You know, look for the easiest recycling solution for yourself and avoid some of the packaging.
Okay. Now, that's a good one, isn't it? What about the nets in which onions are sold?
Yeah.
They're plastic, aren't they?
But they're the one of the few soft plastics that aren't recyclable.
Ah.
So again, if you go onto My Waste, it'll clearly state onion or lemon nets. They go into your general waste bin.
And coming back to the previous point that Pauline made, and I think this is very important, try not to buy them.
Yeah.
Sorry. For years and years, we bought loose fruit and vegetables, it was perfect. It still is. Mm-hmm. We're over-reliant on packaging, unfortunately. And I think we every day we need to make some conscious decisions to try and buy less. And we also work very closely with Repack. We work a lot with the retailers, and we work a lot with packaging companies to try and put less on the market and put much simpler packaging on the market as well. It works right through the whole chain.
It would be great if the fruit and vegetables could be packaged in recycling, because it is easier. You know, when you're in a rush doing your shopping, it is easier to grab a net of onions rather than having to juggle with four or five of them in your hands or bring a bag with you.
Yeah.
So why not put them in paper bags in the first place?
Paper bags might be the solution to that. We've seen it instead of the bananas, they're now wrapped in you know,
a piece of paper.
Exactly. And that's worked quite well. Mm-hmm. If you notice, in a lot of the supermarkets, instead of having one-use trays where the vegetables are displayed, the supermarkets are now using reusable trays, you know. So that's another part, you know. So they are working, they're trying to do the right thing, but it's a slow change. And it's a consumer market. It's a fast moving consumer market, and people want the ease of
the convenience.
The convenience,
right? Listen, we have to go, but I have so many questions, including this one. Can we recycle baking paper in the brown bin?
Yes, that would be fine to go into your brown, your food waste bin. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Listen, that was so useful. We might have to do it again. Thank you both, Des Crinian and Pauline McDonough. Yeah. Now, coming up, the health challenges faced by US presidents while in office throughout history.